peanut butter and jelly. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Peanut butter and jelly. What two things are the most common foods that youngsters grow up on in the United States, at least? Perhaps other countries too. But in the United States, youngsters grow up on peanut butter and jelly. Now, it is a wholesome food. It has lots of good stuff in it. It has all the things that make it attractive and make children eat as much as parents want them to eat. But peanut butter and jelly are sort of the tradition, sort of the fundamental. Whenever you say peanut butter and jelly, you say, good. Good. That's what peanut butter and jelly is. Good. And it doesn't really matter what kind of bread you put on. Now, you can put whole wheat bread, you can put rye bread, you can put white bread, you can put rolls, you can put any kind of bread you like. And it doesn't matter. The peanut butter and jelly always comes shining through as the most delicious thing. A lot of times people are creative, especially youngsters, and they'll put a sausage on top of the peanut butter and jelly, or they'll put cheese, and they'll put other jellies, maybe two or three jellies on there. And sometimes they'll take whole peanuts and put them in there, or they'll take nuts from the nut jar and spread them across the peanut butter. Oh, what creative things can be done. Well, you know, this is how our minds are when we dream our wildest dream. We take the fundamental, which is us, and that fundamental self, we just reach out and try, experiment all the wonderful things that can be done. Other people look at pickles on peanut butter and jelly. My goodness sakes, no, it's not all that bad. And strawberries on peanut butter and jelly, what's the matter? Are you pregnant or something? It's not all that bad. It's pretty good, really. And you take all sorts of herring on peanut butter and jelly? My goodness. You know, until you've really reached out and tried all the experiments that could be done with peanut butter and jelly, you have no idea what all could happen. Now, this is the same inside of our consciousness. Our consciousness is the fundamental, the peanut butter and jelly. Our consciousness is the standard brand way of thinking, the standard brand way of doing things. And then when we reach out and we try to do something spectacular, then things happen. Now, kids, they get up on the diving board or a rock, or they get up on a tree limb, and then they jump into the water and they think, wow, that's great. Fundamental, fundamental. Jump into the water. Feels good, wonderful. Then they want a cannonball, so they gather up their legs and they hold them tight and they go kapach down into the water and they make a cannonball. And everyone says, wow, that's a big splasher. Let's take that and make a bigger one. And so the game is on to cannonball the pond and bring up all the water that you can, splash it around. And then one creative soul falls. And he falls off the limb, and he falls head first. Well, no changing now. So he puts his hands on top of his head, out straight, sort of causing it to be a funnel, and dives into the water. And he says, hey, that's pretty cool. So he goes up and tries it again. And he dives into the water. And the others say, hey, that looks terribly dangerous. Now, isn't that dangerous? No, come on, come on. So everybody's diving in the water. So the peanut butter and jelly sandwich is growing and expanding into all sorts of possibilities. And then some kid falls as he's diving, and he spins and he flips, and he ends up coming straight in, but he didn't know he was going to do that. But wow, hey, if I kick off and spin myself around and do this, I can do that. Well, before you know it, the Olympics are there. And they're taking these creative young peanut butter and jelly eaters who reached out beyond the fundamental of white bread and reached on to the possibilities that are within them, are within us, for doing all the magical things we can do, being experimental, our wildest dream. And when we do that, boy, what beautiful things take place in our world. We should never belittle people who experiment. Children who try strange things with their peanut butter and jelly or with sandwiches of other concoctions. And we say, my gosh, that'll give you a sick stomach. No, it won't, but it sure will if you keep telling me as a parent that that sort of thing's going to give me a sick stomach. Then if I get a sick stomach, I'm going to blame it on that, and I'll never eat that stuff again. Silly, silly, silly. Encourage creativity. Encourage imagination. Encourage going away from the standard. Going away from straight peanut butter and jelly to peanut butter and jelly and pickles, or peanut butter and jelly and strawberry, or peanut butter and jelly and three or four kinds of jellies, or maybe have a ham sandwich on top of a peanut butter and jelly. Make a Dagwood sandwich of three or four stories high. Wow! How great that is. What imagination. This is dreaming your wildest dream. Dreaming it in a rather fundamental way with an interesting sandwich. I guess that's where submarines started out. And the submarine sandwich is a long tube of bread sliced, and on it is put everything under the sun. Pickles, relish, meat, three or four kinds of meat, cheeses, two or three kinds of cheeses, all sorts of wonderful things that are just fantastic, that are going just beautifully and wonderfully. But it's part of the game, and it's part of the game of reaching out and being imaginative and being creative and letting go and stopping thinking about just peanut butter and jelly as straight old peanut butter and jelly, but realize that it's the fundamental, and it's what you add to it, your own imagination, your own creativity, that makes it something super special, super wonderful, super beautiful. And you can do it. Everybody else does it. But sometimes we're a little hesitant about dreaming our wildest dream because we think people might think we're crazy. Well, kids who put pickles on their peanut butter and jelly and things like that, we think they're crazy too, but they enjoy it. You too can enjoy it, just like I enjoy being myself and having fun under all circumstances. You have a great day now, and remember that it is peanut butter and jelly that's the fundamental, but that's only the beginning. Let's step out from there and be imaginative, creative, dynamic, wonderful, because I love you, I love you, I love you.